Grüezi and welcome. Welcome to this new episode of Inno Update, a special episode. My name is Maarten Kors and innovators, they asked me to look back at 2019. What are you most proud of in 2019? Well, for me, I always talk to people and say they have to push their boundaries, get out of their comfort zone. And that's exactly what we have done as a family. We moved from the Netherlands to Switzerland. So that's something I'm very proud of. There are also things I'm proud of more in a business sense. For example, at Rabobank, we started a team helping our corporate customers with innovation, which is quite new for a bank. Of course, a bank has account teams which help corporate customers, but only with financial issues. So now we also have people added to those teams talking about innovation to our big customers. And it helps us very much because now we get insights not only from their current business model, which we already finance, but we also talk about future business models. We also started not only doing this for corporates, but also for SME customers. We cannot do that one-on-one with SME customers, but we use our ecosystem, the places where we already are very involved with. For example, we launched a platform called Driven by Data, which connects data sciences students with SME customers. In this way, our SME customers can get cheaper advice on data and what to do with data. And finally, what I'm very proud of is I started a channel called Inno Update. I already did that within the Rabobank, but now I'm sharing my knowledge and experiences about innovation, talking to innovators all around the world about the thing I really love, which is innovation. And innovators also talked about what is your secret sauce. I think the most important thing is not to talk about it, but just do it. Just try it, and of course you will never get it right the first time, you will fail, but then pivot and try again. I think that's very important and that's part of the secret sauce. If I look at 2020 and the trends there, I hope what we see is the disappearance of the innovation theater. I hope instead of that, and it's already happening, that we see more metrics popping up to get more data-driven innovation. Innovation metrics, innovation accounting, it's very, very important for our profession. What I also hope and think a big trend is ambidexterity. You, of course, it's already there, but the challenge to on the one side, operate the current business model to do that right, and also explore new business models will become very, very important in all kind of companies. So I think those are the biggest corporate innovation trends for 2020. And for that, I wish you all a very innovative and a very healthy 2020. And I hope that innovation becomes much more a part of regular business. Not a theater, not a sprint, but an actually continuous day by day part of the business. That was it for now. Wishing you a very healthy 2020 and keep innovating.